brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Monday, March 19th, 2007. I was going to say, you know, I do a Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. Central live every Sunday. So really, Sunday is like my Monday. I just take off Saturdays. But I was about to make the point that it really doesn't matter. You don't tune in to hear about my life. I certainly don't get up here on the air to talk about my life, so that was the pregnant pause there. Coming up in the third hour, we're scheduled to have Stephen Marshall, the founder and the head honcho over at Guerrilla News Network, on. He made an excellent 9/11 film that we carry in the InfoWars video bookstore online, Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11. Prolific filmmaker joining us coming up for part of the third hour, Mark Gregory Kornke, just an amazing American and one of the main engines behind the explosion of the militia movement in this country back in the 1990s, who was set up on charges, and I have the police squad car video. They set him up and sent to prison for 7 years, much of it in maximum security, for a police car ramming his car. He had his children with him. He was trying to get them to a safe place, at a public place. He knew it was a setup. It turned out to be that one of the police cars rammed him, and so he went to prison for 7 years, and then again spent much of it in maximum security. Talk about a strong person. I talked to him for about an hour and a half Saturday night. I played phone tag with he and his wife and family. He got out, Thursday afternoon, and I played phone tag Friday with him. But Saturday, finally talked to him for about an hour and a half. And he was smarter, more well-spoken, more focused than when I knew him years ago. And he was already sharp as a razor blade then. And to get to talk to Mark, and he took 7 years in prison as great training, and says he wrote, I think, three books while he was in there, and one of them's about to be published. I hope to get a copy of it and carry it here. It's, I think, Battle for the Republic. He'd been talking about that before he was sent off to the gulag. And this book was written, well, these three books were written behind the wire. And so he is scheduled to join us coming up in the second hour. I want to talk to Stephen Marshall, but I don't know if an hour is going to be enough with Mark Kornke. Maybe he'll ride shotgun with us when Stephen Marshall joins us, because Stephen Marshall was set up a few weeks ago. I mean, 45 minutes of airtime, 45 minutes of talk time in an hour. We have a light commercial load compared to most talk shows, but that's still quite a few. It's just not enough time to talk to him. Okay, big news across the spectrum today. New Khalid Sheikh Mohammed news, as the entire public, I mean, it's like 97% in polls now, thinking it's a complete fraud and a lie. Day one, 74% thought so in a CNN poll. Now it's in the mid-90s, depending on which poll you look at. This is completely backfired, blown up in the Pentagon's face. We said that last Thursday. Now the mainstream news is using terms like blew up in face, backfired, completely, utterly, and totally. I was on a neoconservant show, ManCal, this morning, ManCal Mueller, and he was even saying it was totally fake. Of course, he had me on about Rosie O'Donnell. And that leads me to one of our top stories I will cover first today. Last Tuesday, I was emailed. Well, I'll tell you the details on the other side. And I'm really ashamed of 9/11 truth right now. I don't think I've ever really talked like that, but I am right now. And I mean, I expected this from the mainstream media, but I'm just really ashamed of just the alternative press on this. You have dropped the ball miserably.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me make it clear here. I'm not a fan of Rosie O'Donnell. In fact, I've now learned that she does tune into the radio program. She's heard it. She is aware of the news we cover. I have talked to some of her friends, and she's been aware of the New World Order the last couple years. And I'm not a fan of the big liberal Rosie O'Donnell, who was for basically gun bans and having Kmart and others shut down gun sales. But that was a Rosie O'Donnell of 7, 8, 9 years ago. People change. And she's used every opportunity the last month to go on and just start saying, 9/11 is an inside job, 9/11 is an inside job, when she's talking about John Connor, a host here on Genesis, whose own website is extremely conservative, and then she showed great knowledge of the site and said he's a nonconformist, and then I later learned behind the scenes that, indeed, Rosie O'Donnell visits his site, my site, other sites, and reads all the stuff we're saying, and it's okay with her. Conservative. Because it's not fake conservative, you see. People like O'Donnell get more entrenched into fake liberalism because they look at the system telling us that a George Bush Sr. or a George Bush Jr. is good and anti-corruption and pro-America, and anybody with half a brain knows that's a fraud, so they get caught up in the false left-right paradigm and then run back to the left and get more entrenched in it. That's why, by being honest here, we're able to wake liberals up all day that, well, why should you not have guns? You have a corrupt state and a dangerous government. That's an insurance policy for defense. Isn't it okay for a Native American to have a Winchester to defend themselves? Oh, yes, they were under oppression. Well, is it okay for some black African fighting oppressors to have a gun? Oh, yes. But it's not okay for you to. Don't you see? And they go, oh, I see. You get outside the state-controlled debates that they set out for us to follow. The New World Order basically lays out three or four different outfits, different costumes, different genres, different, different suits we can put on. But it isn't individualistic. It isn't what really springs from the people. It's what Madison Avenue and the big PR firms have put out. And I just say no to their false choices. But I'm digressing here from the news. The point is, I've had a chance to be out in Hollywood and meet a lot of really famous people, and I'm not going to name names here because a lot of them don't want to go public. But they know all about vaccines. They know all about the New World Order. They know all about the North American Union. They've got safes full of guns. They are aware of what the government's up to. They are not liberal. And they might have been liberal 5-10 years ago. But they're not liberal now, ladies and gentlemen. By liberal, I mean establishment liberal. They know the UN's controlled. They know the left's controlled. They now understand. There's been a paradigm shift, just like there has in the general public. Just 10 years ago, if you looked at major polls, one party would be in power, the other party would be out. One party would have 60% approval ratings, the other would have 40% approval ratings, and I'm averaging that. One might be 57 and the other 43, but it was right around there. And then they could double team us. One party goes in, and everybody wakes up to they're corrupt. Then they put in new faces from the other party, and then 5 years, 6 years, 8 years later, you figure out they're corrupt, and now, you know, the other party with new faces is back in. Folks now across the board see that both parties are owned by the same multinational foreign corporations that are nothing more than giant mafia armies. They're not free market, and they've shifted their understanding. Cheney with a 12% approval rating, and we've got literally dozens of polls, dozens and dozens on this. Congress keeps coming up with 13 to 16% approval ratings. Most of them come out to 14% approval ratings. That number comes up over and over again, depending on which poll. Finally, it's happened, okay? Everything we've pushed for, we are shattering it. So let's get past all the labels. The point is, Rosie O'Donnell has gone public on 9/11 truth. And the next comment will be, well, so what? She's a celebrity. What does her opinion matter? I mean, even some 9/11 truthers I've talked to have said this. Or, she's not that credible. What matters is that if Rosie O'Donnell has a crooked toenail or burps or, just acts silly and the political correct crowd tries to throttle her down just for talking gibberish, you know, ching chow, whatever. She wasn't making fun of Asians. They make a huge deal out of it. Just a massive spectacle is made out of it, and oh my gosh, she's bad. And I've noticed this the last 2 months, the demonization of her has really heated up. And now I've learned that's because they know she was talking about 9/11 truth behind the scenes at major networks. She was talking to it in circles in Hollywood and New York. This was really a preparatory demonization of Rosie O'Donnell. Now, anything she does is international headlines. One of the biggest news cycle stories, non-stories, was her and Donald Trump fighting with each other, as you know, the last 2 months. Rosie O'Donnell stuck her toe in the water last Tuesday, and I got the email from a listener who saw it. I went to her blog. Sure enough, she's saying that 9/11 looks like a cover-up, and she doesn't believe the official story. Then Friday, she comes out and lists a giant laundry list of Building 7 evidence and how clearly it was blown up and there were controlled demolitions, and Silverstein says he blew it up, and she gave all these hyperlinks to every statement she made, very cogent, very focused, excellent piece. She spent some time on it, and she told her viewers and her readers to go research it for themselves and to go check it out. Now, Within hours of her doing this, Rush Limbaugh mentioned her. She wasn't known for 9/11 truth. Within hours of her posting this, Limbaugh was already aware of it, already saying she's a 9/11 truther. Now, we have posted, we got a story out Friday, another one out Saturday. She posted more Saturday. I thought it would be all over the 9/11 truth sites. I thought it would be all over the alternative media. I thought other sites would link to it or at least write their own stories. They didn't. They completely and totally ignored it on InfoWars.com and on PrisonPlanet.com. And the national media almost completely ignored it. Mancow called this morning. He's on a couple hundred stations. And he called up and wanted me to come on. He basically ridiculed me and said, "You've got another kook now, Rosie O'Donnell. And, you know, she's an idiot." But at least he mentioned that she had gone public. Now, the mainstream media took the bait on Charlie Sheen. And we talked about it behind the scenes. You know, what's the attack going to be? Well, they're probably going to attack you instead of ignoring you. I told him, thinking that because of a few things in your past, you're going to be weak. I said, I think the public's going to resonate with your courage, and I think you're going to be extremely popular in this. Well, my analysis turned out to be correct. That led to a chain reaction that took 9/11 truth to a whole new level, and then since then it's moved on several more levels. By the way, Charlie Sheen went public 1 year ago tomorrow. It's a historical date because it did lead to a chain reaction. You never know for sure what will, but I had a feeling there. Now, let me tell you, this Rosie O'Donnell thing could shatter all of that. I mean, this is the Sheen thing will be minute because we're at this next level, several levels above it now, if we can force the mainstream media to cover it. But despite all of her, quote, baggage, they're not biting. Not Page Six of the New York Post, which when Ebersol went public on Genesis Communications a month and a half ago, within 24 hours, it was front page of the gossip columns all over the country. Drudge was attacking her. They were foaming at the mouth. Not now, because O'Donnell is so big, coming off all these other controversies with Trump. If this breaks, it's going to cause a huge debate about 9/11. It's going to cause all these liberal and feminist women to look at it. And it's over, folks. It's over. We are literally, and that's why the mainstream media is dead silent on this. They are running silent. They are running deep. And we've got to force this out into the mainstream news to cause the giant debate. And for those that say, well, Rosie O'Donnell isn't the perfect poster child, it doesn't matter. It's news. It's real. It happened. She has the courage. She must be saluted. She's found out about the New World Order, okay? I know multiple people that know her. This is all she talks about now. All right? The New World Order has used her in the past. I don't think she's an operative. She's been ignorant. She's got a lot of courage to go public on Building 7 on her website, thinking she'd get attacked. She hasn't been because they know if they take the bait, it's going to blow up in their face. We've got to force them to take the bait. We got to force them to cover it. And we got to force them to swallow this hand grenade because it's going to blow them sky high. Okay? So here it is, folks. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to JonesReport.com. And get those stories, put them in email, MySpace, message boards, every TV station, radio station, neocon station. Before they get their talking points, and it looks like they're already getting them, but some of the mid-sized stations don't get talking points. They just regurgitate what the higher levels say as repeaters. They don't even know there's a talking point level to this. So they won't be able to shut their fat mouths. They're going to go on the attack on O'Donnell. She's perfect bait. She's tailor-made. What are you talking about? I talked to some 9/11 truthers. She goes, she's not credible. We're not going to cover it. It's news. You must cover it. You fools. It's perfect that she's got problems. It's perfect. They can't, it'll blow up 10 times bigger. Don't you understand? We're trying to expose the people that carried out 9/11. If we don't expose the people that carry out 9/11, they're going to keep carrying out attacks. I don't care how the news gets out. This is God-given. Thank you, Rosie O'Donnell, for your courage. She obviously knows with all her baggage, she's fair game. She's got a lot of courage. It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. Now, listen, get it out to everybody. Get it out now.
We'll come back, talk more about this and the latest in Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 19, 2007. Gold is at $652.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.65, $334.72 for half, $170.19 for quarter ounce coins. That's $675.75, $334.72, and $170.19. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Watson's put up another report on InfoWars.net covering the fact that the media hasn't gotten into this. We need to make the point that Rush Limbaugh knew about it. He mentioned it Friday very, very briefly, showing that they're on top of this. And we need to lay out also in this article, I think it needs to be added, the reasons why this is so important, what I just laid out earlier. O'Donnell comments garner no media coverage. Talk show host 9/11 rant ignored. Monday, March 19, 2007, Rosie O'Donnell's blog comments last week, in which she stated some of the facts surrounding the controlled demolition of Building 7 on 9/11, have garnered no media attention. O'Donnell wrote, "The fires in WTC 7 were not evenly distributed, so a perfect collapse was impossible." Silverstein said to the fire department commander, "The smartest thing to do is pull it." Firefighters withdrawing from the area stated the building was going to blow up. The roof of the WTC 7 visibly crumpled, and the building collapsed perfectly into its own footprint. Molten steel and partially evaporated steel members were found in the debris. After going public with the skepticism over the official story on 9/11, O'Donnell then continued to address the issues in a Q&A with her readers on her website. And she went on with a bunch of responses and saying clearly, you know, that Bush knew when he was at the school and the government stood to gain. I mean, this is huge. Despite our efforts to alert readers to this information, the mainstream media has not touched the issue, despite the fact that they seem very willing to hype O'Donnell, respectively, meaningless public tiff with Donald Trump. A clip from the Rush Limbaugh show last week confirms the media have actively chosen to ignore the story. Limbaugh typically advocates rehab for 9/11 truthers and refers to O'Donnell under the umbrella. Clearly, the establishment media knows about the story and has chosen the blackout option rather than the discrediting method of debunking. Charlie Sheen, who went public with his views almost exactly a year ago now, was the first high-profile celebrity to put his reputation on the line in the name of 9/11 truth and garnered major attention from outlets such as CNN at the time. Now, let's play Rush Limbaugh. This is Rush Limbaugh last Friday in his third hour, Open Line Friday. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Welcome to the EIB Network, sir. Hello.
Yes, hi, Rush. How you doing? Let me talk about the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed situation. And I personally believe that the government passed these simply because there's overwhelming evidence indicates that September 11th was an inside job. Government used explosives to blow up World Trade Center 7 and Twin Towers.
All right. Look at I appreciate your calling. Your happening to get through in this program is not your fault. Your time is up. Mr. Snowdley is to blame for allowing you to get through. Open Line Friday is what it is. We don't allow kooks. Kookery is never allowed here. And if you're going to talk about 9/11 being an inside job and that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, if you're going to start agreeing with Rosie O'Donnell, I would suggest rehab and treatment, counseling and so forth, because like Rosie, you've probably got really deep issues from your childhood that need to be resolved. Because you, sir, are a glittering jewel of colossal ignorance, and I simply am intolerant of it. I don't care what day of the week. Montgomery, Alabama, this is Maura. Welcome to...
Okay, so this is somebody who has to be literally sedated. It's a very dangerous form of rehab where they sedate you for 2 to 3 days. You are actually under. They use one narcotic to literally sedate you because the convulsions are so violent from going off the 100 Oxycontins a day. This is an individual. I'm not going to get into bashing Rush Limbaugh. He's really a sad person. But all the things in his past, the women, the drug arrest at airports, the all of it. I don't believe in drug criminalization. It is a disease. It is an addiction. That's what's so ridiculous about it, arresting people that are addicted to drugs. When those drugs were sold out of the backs of trailers by snake oil salesmen and at every drugstore in this country till the late 20s. That's how the addiction started, and then they started arresting and SWAT teaming trying to stop it, and of course it just puts money into it, so there's more cops and more drugs on the streets. Yes, police, there's more drugs on the streets and more people in prison. He, quote, doesn't work. Your war on drugs is a joke. But I'm digressing. To say she needs to go to rehab, and he means this like a re-education center, it's not your fault. See, you're a mental patient caller. It's not your fault. You're like Rosie O'Donnell. And Mamcal and others know about it and are freaking out. But you notice that it's not getting national coverage. It's not being covered in the newspapers. It's because they're scared to death of it, and they should be. We need to push this over the edge. We need to have this go supernova. And we'll go to the next level in 9/11 truth. Let's use O'Donnell.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. A couple of important program notes before I continue into the KSM news and a lot more. Number one, we have a free podcast of the radio show for Internet listeners every day at 2 p.m. Central Time. Over that next hour, it serves out for free to your MP3 or iPod players. You just go to Infowars.com. You click on the button on the right-hand corner that says podcast. And then you just select the type of free podcast that you'd like to download. And if you already have a different podcasting program installed on your MP3 device, it will just download daily to your player. You can listen to it when you want, how you want. You can save the shows, or when you're done listening, you can dump them off. Well, obviously, for iPod listeners, you don't need to be told how it works, but I get lots of questions about how it does work. It's just up there for free. We're using a couple terabytes a month now serving this out. So it's something like 30,000 people now are using this, and we've just been offering it for about 5-6 months. So it's exponentially growing. So go sign up for the free podcast at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Also, we restream the show 21 hours a day. From 11 to 2 Central, we're live, and then the three-hour show is re-aired consecutively via the Internet at Infowars.com on our own streams for you, so you can listen to when you want. whether it's from 8 in the morning till 11 when we go live, or, you know, 10 at night, just when, or you work at 2 in the morning, tune in when you want, how you want, via podcasting or the streams at InfoWars.com, and please spread the word about that. We also are encouraging all the listeners to get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the equivalent of about 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee is the price. All 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, scores and scores of other films we've been authorized to post, hundreds and hundreds of our best audio interviews, all in sections, all with the dates, thousands of pieces of media. In about a month, it'll be the, or less than a month, it'll be the 3-year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv, and then that funds our internet operation and what we do, so you don't just get great access to all that material, you also support what we're doing here in the fight on the front lines. And it's a wonderful activist tool. You can burn all of my films from super high bandwidth down to low bandwidth to disc or to CD. And it's a factory of the information war, a great place to get involved. Make copies of Terror Storm, Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, burn them to disc, really high quality, and distribute them that way. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. One more comment. I believe in high-quality films and books. I believe in high-quality made-in-America water filters. I believe in high-quality shortwave radios, things that get the word out. T-shirts that say 9/11's an inside job, baseball caps. You know, it's all about the message. Anything that I'm pushing or selling, it's about having an effect. It's about continuing our operations here. It's about waking others up, because we're not going to survive. We're not going to be free. We're not going to have any type of future if we don't turn this around. I do, though, want to say that just because we're patriots and truth tellers doesn't mean everything in the truth movement's perfect, doesn't mean you can trust everybody in the truth movement. Just because the government lies and global corporations lie doesn't mean then you can automatically trust everybody in the patriot movement, and that includes me. I want you to trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan said. I want you to go and actually look at what we claim, research what we say, and do that with other people as well. I just morally have to say it. If you don't hear me endorsing a product, that means that I'm neutral on it or I don't endorse it. Because there's so much, and you know, it's like this on mainstream radio too. The magic cures, the snake oil, the just all of it, and I care about my listeners, and I just want you to have discernment. And, you know, remember that anybody who claims they have an absolute cure for something, or anybody that claims they've got, and I'm certainly for supplements and things like that, and there is a lot of stuff being suppressed that really helps you. I'm just saying, I care about you, and just watch yourselves. Not, you know, just all across talk radio itself. I just have to say that from time to time, because it's just, I couldn't sleep with myself at night if I, you know, I couldn't get to bed if I didn't tell you that. Okay. And, all right. Let me go ahead now and get back into the news here. 9/11 news. Bloomberg kills sensitive 9/11 probe. That's the mayor of New York. Mayor Bloomberg killed a study on the city's response to the 9/11 attacks after his lawyers said they did not want a report that cited any missteps or dealt with environmental or respirator issues, says a former city official. Well, of course, they ordered Giuliani, the feds did, to claim the air was safe a day after, and tell folks that breathing apparatus wasn't even needed, when they knew it was pure asbestos and concrete and mercury floating around, and glass particula, aerosolized glass. City lawyers raised fears that the proposal, after action report, which the U.S. Department of Justice had offered to fund, could lead to criticism and fuel lawsuits. David Longshore, former director of special programs for the city's Office of Emergency Management, told the Post. The Bloomberg administration acted to sweep any potential problems under the rug, said Longshore, who was trapped in a loading dock outside the WTC while the both towers collapsed. He later developed sinusitis, a throat polyps, and sued the city. Longshore, who left the city job last year, showed the Post his work notes on internal OEM discussions with city lawyers in February 2003. His notes say the law department doesn't want a critical report and does not want a report that says we did anything wrong. Okay, let's just stop right there. I'm no rocket scientist, okay? I'm not a rocket scientist. And that's what freaks me out. I remember being on Genesis when 9/11 happened and hearing some of the other shows who were into WMD training, who had degrees in it, saying that this is going to have asbestos, aerosolized glass, concrete, huge pyroclastic flows like a volcano. They don't need money and food down there. That's going to be stacked up to the ceiling. They need respirators. You can, and for a week, you can see them without them. Well, I got on air, and others did, and we picked a few local churches, and we had hundreds of respirators. I even went and bought some and put them in the mail and mailed them there. I personally, but of course, the media said, just go send money to Red Cross, United Way, who then gave it to gun control groups and kept most of the money. As we told you, I had stations actually kick me off the air, a couple of them going, how dare you knock the Red Cross? And then two of them, of the three that kicked me off, called up and said, I apologize 6 months later when it came out. It was all true. How'd you know? Well, the Red Cross and United Way do it every time. That's how we knew. I mean, it's not very hard. I mean, again, we're not that smart. We just got memories. We understand past MO, past things that have been perpetrated by these people. They're perps. We know who the perpetrators are. Over and over again, it's the same clowns. Now, I'm already digressing. The point is, they knew, and they decided to then not give treatment. The EPA said, oh my God, these firefighters and police and rescue workers are going to be walking dead. They need massive medical care right now. And the White House wrote memos and said, this has all come out. It's been in the New York papers, but never on national news, not that I've seen. And said, we've got to cover this up. We don't want to pay out the insurance on this. We don't want to take care of these people. And then the story got killed. Now, we learned of that. That came out a year after 9/11. Less than a year. And I would talk about it on national shows and be called a conspiracy theorist. Why, I never heard of that. You're a liar. Well, now it is national news. And I'm tired. I was called a conspiracy theory on that, a conspiracy theorist. The urban legend sites in places said it wasn't true. I mean, they say everything that we put out is a lie. No, we're telling the truth. You're lying. You're lying. And this is going to cost the city a lot more money now. A lot more money. Because if they would have given proper treatment to those firefighters and police, it would have been a couple billion dollars. But instead now, it's going to be tens of billions in lawsuits. But see, they wanted to open Wall Street instantly, and instead of saying, go at your own risk, wear masks when you're not inside the buildings, warning people, which they could have done day one, they knew in the government, they decided to lie, and then, I mean, I remember the EPA reports later when they were told to lie, weeks after going, we've had detectors out there, national news pieces, the air is clean, it's as clean as any big city. Remember those quotes? The air is clean. They knew it was full of asbestos and aerosolized glass and concrete, microparticles, and they did absolutely nothing. And you serve them with dog-like devotion, people in government. Now, why is this important? The government claimed in these memos that they didn't want to spend money on EMS, firemen, police, and others, and volunteers, National Guard, military. Citizens. They didn't want to spend money. But they will spend $100+ billion a year in Iraq on no-bid contracts. $100+ billion a year, and then good old boys will get on radio and go, it's just the way it is, Halliburton's pro-America company, and they need it, and oh, they're pro-America, huh? That's why they just moved to Dubai, and I've heard them on talk radio. Well, that's just business, too. And they're still going to get no-bid contracts being based in Dubai and paying taxes in Dubai to the Arabs. You see, America's been took. It's the oldest game, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's leaving by design to bring you to your knees. You are the target. The middle class is the target. That's why illegal aliens don't have to show IDs to get bank accounts or housing loans. That's why the cops in 800-plus sanctuary cities don't look for ID with illegals and have been ordered to let them go. Mainstream news, but I've talked to cops. They have been told they'll be fired. but you're going to be treated like cattle because it's designed to bring down the middle class. It's designed to consolidate. Look, I want to make it clear. I'm not against these immigrant populations trying to flee total oppression and serfdom, but it's like America's a lifeboat that can only hold 100 people, and they're trying to swamp the boat with 10,000. You understand? It's very, very simple. I'm not against the people in the North Atlantic frozen waters trying to climb into my lifeboat. But the lifeboat's already got so many people in it that it's about to go under the waves. You cannot help them by bringing them in here. I'm not against some poor family from Venezuela or Nicaragua or El Salvador or Russia or China. But I am against our government. Now, I read a report last week that over 50,000 South Koreans came in last year, and most of them fly in the third trimester, in the last month of the trimester, in the ninth month, when the ninth month is about to kick off, I guess the middle of the eighth, and they come in for anchor babies, jackpot babies, casino babies, slot machine babies, and they hit the jackpot. Average birth, $9,000 in California. It's only $7,000 in Texas. It had all the numbers. It was in the newspaper. I meant to bring that in. I was reading it in a restaurant. I couldn't believe it was in the newspaper. I didn't know Koreans were flooding in doing the jackpot baby deal. But why not? You get on an airplane, you say you're a tourist, you come stay in a hotel for 3 weeks, your water breaks, you drive into the hospital, I'm here, and man, it's the hospital. Listen, my finger was chopped off. And I went to the hospital on a Sunday, and literally I sat there downtown at the city hospital. That's when the ambulance took me. And I'm there, and after about 45 minutes, I'm noticing the illegal aliens are just going right in the door. They're not bleeding. They're not hurt. They're not anything. They can't speak English. You know, people, please don't tell me I don't know they were immigrants. The cowboy hats, the Wrangler jeans, the whole families, please. And because the hospital knows they've been told to take care of them first because they're not going to have any insurance, no payment. They don't even ask their names, man. They just go right in. I'm up there with my hand wrapped up with my finger dangling by a piece of skin, and I got my wallet out, and I'm standing there going, here's my insurance, you know, 90% coverage, here's all this stuff. Let me in. Let me in. After about 45 minutes, I said, listen, and I never play this card, but I said, you know who I am. Yes, we know who you are. I'm going to go absolutely crazy on the radio. And I'm going to attack, I'm going to sue, whatever. You will attach my finger. Because my dad had gotten there, and, you know, he's in the medical field, a dentist, oral surgeon. He said, yeah, you need to get that attached fast. I didn't want to lose my finger. It's numb right now as this. A lot of that's because it took him about an hour and a half to get to sewing the thing up. So thank you, illegal aliens. If I'd have been an illegal alien, man, right in the door. Just boom. I mean, this is the type of stuff, and again, I'm not against these people, but the point is they're a weapon pointed at America. Bottom line, look at how they pull out all the stops, have two sets of rules, and frankly, I'm not going to put up with some idiot state police pulling me over and giving me the big line about you were 5 miles over the speed limit, I got to give you a ticket. The law is the law. Then I just look at them and go, you don't arrest illegal aliens. Well, most of the time we don't, but that's a separate issue. The judges let them go. I'm not going to talk about it. Well, still then, don't give me it. Well, we need the revenue. You don't. They tell you that when they keep you at a subsistence level. When they take, the average cop's generating almost $300,000 for whatever municipal system or state system they pay into. And you're getting on average $35,000. You are dumb. And they're always telling you, there's budget cuts to scare you to go out and be more abusive. And then they fire you by giving you demerits and bad reviews if you don't go out and write a bunch of them. You're crooks, okay? Bottom line, you're crooks. You go, well, why am I a crook? You let illegal aliens go. You don't throw the book at them, but you throw the book at American families. whether they're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, it doesn't matter. We are the fat hogs. We are the targets. And I, for one, am sick of it. All right, I'm already digressing. I'm already almost out of time here. The point is that everything's moving offshore. Boeing has moved to China, you know, 10 years ago. Now they're going to shut down some of their final factories here in the U.S. and even move their executive branch there, most of their actual, you know, command base there. China has now reverse-engineered it and is going to come out with their Boeing clones. That's the Financial Times of London. China to challenge Boeing and Airbus. Meanwhile, good stuff's happening. The state legislature voted 100 and something to, I don't know, I've got the vote here in the stack, to say no to Perry claiming you got to take shots. But meanwhile, U.S. soldiers' vaccination left young son in deep trouble. We'll cover this when we get back. Try to get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Got a special guest scheduled the next hour. And we'll also be taking your phone calls as well. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the websites.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
7 years behind the wire, Mark Gregory Kornke, attacked by Nightline, you name it, will be joining us. They tried to pin Oklahoma City on him because they were exposing day one. It was an inside job. Mark Kornke joining us on air from Michigan in the next hour. We'll go over a bunch of news with him, get his take on it. Toddler contracts rare infection from smallpox vaccination. Now, notice the AP calls this rare. Then the doctors later say, well, the last time it happened was when the military tried to give smallpox shots in the early 1990s, and then again right after 9/11 when they tried it. And large percentages of those that took it who were adults have autoimmune responses in their vascular system and have heart attacks, arrhythmia, all sorts of palpitations, problems. And many people have autoimmune responses and die. And they go, it's not smallpox, but it's a cousin of it. And that's why when they told the medical workers in 2002, remember to take it, and the police and firemen, they almost unanimously said no. They ordered 14,000 medical workers and police and EMS first responders to take it. Let's say 14,000, 14 million. And only 400 said yes. A toddler contracts rare infection from smallpox vaccination. A two-year-old Indiana boy and his mother, both of them, contracted a rare and life-threatening infection from his mother's from his father's smallpox vaccination, according to a published report. Again, a two-year-old Indiana boy and his mother contracted a rare and life-threatening infection from his soldier father's smallpox vaccination, according to a published report. They've now got him on lockdown. The boy and his mother were being treated in a specially ventilated room at the University of Chicago's Comer Children's Hospital, the Chicago Tribune reported Saturday. The family's name and hometown were not released at their request. The boy developed a virulent rash over 80% of his body earlier this month after becoming in contact with his father, who had recently been vaccinated for smallpox before he was to be deployed overseas by the Army. By the way, that's an illegal, unauthorized vaccine. That's why it got shut down. Physicians stress that the boy was not suffering from smallpox, but from related virus, which is used to convey immunity. It's cowpox, folks. It is smallpox, okay? To a much deadlier disease, they said the infection was a rare condition caused by eczema vaccinatum, which has not been reported since at least 1990 when the military ended a previous program for smallpox vaccination. That's not true. It popped up in 2002 and 3 when they tried it again. The military began smallpox vaccinations again in 2002 because of bioterrorism fears. Doctors said the child suffered from eczema. We've had the fathers on and mothers on of soldiers who take this stuff and have autoimmune diseases that are like Ebola as every orifice bleeds out. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, it just never ends here. It absolutely never ends. Al Gore is in deep trouble as everybody dissects his film and finds out that ice core samples show that carbon dioxide comes roughly 200 years after a temperature spike and that we've been heating for the last 250 years from the ice cores. And then, yes, we do have global warming. Let's be clear about this. There is climate change. There is global warming. And I'm not going to say fossil fuels are good because of how they refine them with using deadly chemicals and compounds like fluoride to crack the molecules. I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to have a better environment. Hell, the honeybees are dying all over the planet. But the hype about man causing global warming, even being a small contributing factor, is a fraud, and their solutions an even bigger fraud, global taxation, which the UN has announced. I hope that you'll visit InfoWars.com, the secure online shopping cart, and get my new film, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, America, Freedom to Fascism, and the four new films we're covering, carrying Aftermath, Unanswered Questions from 9/11, American Blackout, 9/11 Press for Truth, and Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, all on big discount.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.